C.com.
This program may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy of Solutions Developers Corporation, providing consulting, application development, and business productivity solutions on the Microsoft platform. Federal Tech Talk is the show that opens the world of technology to the federal government. Every week, John speaks with public and private sector IT experts to help you understand some of the IT trends and challenges that your agency might be facing. Federal Tech Talk on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Now, your host, John Gilroy.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today I'm here with Dan Beauvais, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for CRU Dataport. How are you doing, Dan?
Good. How are you, John?
You know, I try to have a wide variety of guests on here. We talk about big, big subjects like cloud computing. We talk about specific subjects like VoIP and VoIP encryption. I thought it'd be fun today to bring in an expert on external hard drives, removable hard drives, encryption, and maybe dive into this field for a little bit. I think more and more people are using this type of technology. I thought we'd have Dan on and give some insight as to why to use an external hard drive and some kind of guidance for selecting external hard drives. But before we begin, I thought we'd start with Dan. And Dan, tell us a little about your background and how you wound up working for CRU Dataport.
Sure. I've actually been involved in the high-tech industry for the last 20 years, working with both hardware and software companies, including companies like Now Software, Lossy, one of the early hard drive companies, and most recently Logitech, which was a principal of CRU Dataport when I started the company. Shortly after that, the company was acquired by a private group in Portland, Oregon. The group was led by Randy Barber, who's an engineer by background and has started several other companies. He has a strong background in storage. Over a period of about 2 years, we released 20 new products. So it was an exciting time for CRU to be able to go back out into the channels and introduce new products for our resellers and for end user customers who actually hadn't seen any new products out of CRU for a few years.
You know, this signal goes to a lot of federal IT professionals. It goes to some regular Joe Sixpacks in Bethesda and Alexandria and who may think of external hard drives and say, well, you know, I can just go to Micro Center and get an external hard drive for $30. Why should I be concerned about a professional-grade external hard drive? Tell us some of the applications for these removable hard drives.
Sure. Well, I think there's two ways to answer that. And first, I'll address the external storage question. And, John, you're absolutely right. External hard drives are available in every retailer, and they go down as low as $20 or $30 in price point. That's not an area that CRU competes in. Our products are designed out of high-quality aluminum and metal. Typically, the customers that we're selling to have requirements that require them to make sure that the data is secure and safe, and a small incident like a hard drive being lost, a hard drive breaking, or worst case, a hard drive burning up because it's not in a high-quality enclosure is a disaster for them. So our products tend to have a higher price point. They also tend to be much higher quality. And the reason for that is our customers demand that.
Yeah. And I think for the people who work for the federal government, the federal IT professionals, they can put one and one together and figure out that if you work for the State Department and you're sitting in a capital like Lima, Peru, and you have information of a sensitive nature, you may want to remove the hard drive and put it in a safe somewhere, which would be an application for a very sophisticated, high-quality product.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And that speaks more to the removable storage, which is the roots of CRU. CRU actually developed and patented the first removable hard drive a number of years ago. The application then was primarily to remove and secure sensitive or classified data. So the agencies that were using this product were the predictable ones, security-conscious agencies like law enforcement, intelligence, and defense. Since then, the products have expanded into a lot of different markets, not necessarily related to data security. So for backup, disk-to-disk backup is probably one of our fastest-growing markets right now, as well as the need to just transport around large amounts of data quickly and easily and safely.
And I think that's what I was fascinated with during our preview for the show here. I said to you, well, where would they have requirements for having secure external hard drives? Where would a federal government, where would an agency use something like this? And you talked about people going out in the desert and doing geologic surveys, or people going to volcanoes where they have to have lots of information and it can't be damaged ever.
Right. That's exactly right. And so we offer solutions from single drive for smaller individual or small work group applications to up to 16 terabytes for larger requirements.
Interesting. When I heard about your hard drives, I heard about this concept called a portable RAID. What exactly is a portable RAID?
Portable data RAID is basically a concept that we designed for federal agencies that were collecting critical data in the field. A lot of times when they deployed, they didn't know what the requirements would be. In other words, how much data they would need to collect. So it was important that we made our solutions scalable. The RTX 400 is a good example of a product that a lot of agencies collecting data in the field have standardized on. It allows them to go out in the field, collect this data, protect the data in a RAID environment, and then at the same time as the data requirements increase, it's a scalable solution. They just add hard drives to the RTX 400, and they're able to increase the data they collect.
You know, it just dawned on me that when I think of remote data collection, I think of flying into Chicago and going to the University of Chicago and tapping into their computer system and going into a secure port, or secure portal. But what about the people going to Haiti? What about the people going to volcanoes or Katrina? I mean, they have to be on site and record a lot of data. They can't rely on a satellite connection. They have to rely something that's secure that can be taken with them, can't they?
Right. That's exactly right. And remote and mobile data applications are probably one of CRU's areas of strength and where we're the most recognized. Everything from capturing video data in law enforcement cars and emergency response vehicles to aircraft collecting data to mobile applications like NavTech collecting mapping data using our technology.
Right, that's I guess the phrase data collection means many different things to many different people, and the amount of data that's collected, it's one thing to just take down statistics and numbers, but another thing to collect video information where the bandwidth you have going to a satellite may not be enough to control or contain that much information.
That's exactly right.
Interesting. So when we look at hard drives, we think of something called MTBF, mean time between failure. And I know that's a term that people from Seagate and Western Digital don't use anymore. But your company works with Seagate and Western Digital to produce these products. Is that right? Or how do you go about selling most of your products?
We do. We have alliances with especially Seagate, also Western Digital. It's important that we know what's happening in the hard drive industry. And they rely on us for a lot of information as well. As far as how we take our products to market, we sell our products through a network of resellers. We've got about 300 active resellers throughout the United States. That ranges from small VARs that are very specialized to large full-scale resellers that have significant reaches like CDW, PC Connection. We support all those partners in a variety of different ways. Their goal is to basically take our products into the various agencies that they're selling to and leverage the contracts that they have. And our goal is to support them, and we do that real effectively.
Yeah, and there's all kinds of applications besides just some of the obvious things like the State Department. We can take a quick break here when we get back. We're going to take this concept of MTBF, mean time between failure, and how it applies to external hard drives, and talk about concepts like an insertion rating and durability in these hard drives and what kind of performance characteristics to look for when you're looking at removable hard drives. You are listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Today we are speaking with Dan Beauvais. He's the Vice President of Sales and Marketing at CRU Davenport.
Listen to Federal News Radio, 1500 AM throughout the day for the latest news about the federal government and government contractors. Join the Federal Drive with Tom Tamman and Jane Norris, mornings from 6 to 10. In Depth with Francis Rose from 1 to 3. And The Daily Debrief with Chris Dorabeck and Amy Morris, afternoons from 3 to 7. Find all the news you need 24-7 at federalnewsradio.com. Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, your source for federal news now.
You are listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Today we're speaking with Dan Beauvais, Vice President of Sales and Marketing at CRUDataport.com. just spent the first block talking about removable hard drives. You can get more information at cru-dataport.com. Before the break, we also talked about MTBF, mean time between failure and quality of removable hard drives. And I think I posed the question, well, I can just go to the Micro Center and get any removable hard drive. And so what is the difference? What's the differentiator here? Is this concept we mentioned earlier, insertion rating, is that a differentiator? What's the difference between
them? Yeah, it is. It's something that our customer base looks at, and a lot of times actually federal projects and federal bids will require a certain insertion rating. Mean time between failure historically was associated to hard drives. It's not as applicable to removable hard drives. The metric or the measurement is typically insertion ratings. CRU Dataport products typically have an insertion rating from 20,000 to 50,000 insertions, which if you think about the number of times a hard drive's removed and put back into a system, that's a lot.
Yeah.
We have competitors out there who are much, much less expensive. In fact, I think a few of them may be sold in Micro Center. And their products may have an insertion rating of several hundred. So there's a huge difference there.
Wow.
Our products are constructed out of metal, so they dissipate heat the way that they should with high-quality fans. A lot of our competitors' products are plastic and may not even have fans.
Yeah. So it looks like you have 75-80% of the market then.
We do. In removable storage, we do. CRU, as I mentioned earlier, developed and patented the first removable drive a number of years ago. Historically, we had one competitor. It was Storecase, a Kingston company. We split the market pretty evenly with them. 3 or 4 years ago, we had the opportunity to acquire that company and pick up their product line, the Data Express. So with the combination of those two brands, we were able to dominate the removable storage market.
So we have removable storage and a lot of applications, but your company also works in the legal area, in the area of data forensics as well. And how's that all tied in with removable hard drives?
Yeah, we do. Well, the first thing that interested us about computer forensics and the e-discovery world was the growing need for data. There's huge amounts of data that are being collected as evidence, and it has to be transported and stored somehow and secured somehow. WeebyTech, a company that we acquired within the last 2 years, was a perfect fit for us because they were selling their products into the forensic world already. They had write block technology that was basically accepted in the federal government as leading technology that a lot of the agencies have standardized on. But the storage piece was missing for them. So by bringing CRU, WeebyTech, into the CRU product line, we were able to leverage our strength in the federal government, our brand recognition, and take advantage of some of the technologies that they developed. And it's been a good thing for CRU. It's also been good for WeebyTech customers.
So I'd imagine that there are agencies like the Department of State would buy your product for one reason, maybe remote storage. Other agencies, maybe like DOJ, Department of Justice, they may buy your product for data forensics or for chain of evidence control.
Yes, that's exactly right. So a variety of agencies are buying CRU products. Justice Department's a good example because they're one of the largest customers for WeebyTech products. And the simple application is they're basically going out to the field, collecting digital evidence, and write-blocking it so it can be admissible in court that it wasn't written to. It's a unique market. It has unique resellers that service that market. It's new, and it's an emerging market that we think will be huge in several years. Right now, most of the sales activity that we're seeing is on the law enforcement side, as the civil side and e-discovery side, lawyers essentially get involved in digital forensics. We think that it will be a huge market.
Yeah. I mean, with Comstore came out last week with a study showing that there's a 300% increase in the use of handheld devices. I mean, if you have all these handheld devices with your life being played out on a handheld device that's being stored somewhere, one would think that e-discovery's got to play a bigger and bigger role for federal agencies and for everyone listening.
Yeah, it does. And we recently developed a product that we call USB Write Blocker that's designed specifically to get information and write, to acquire information and write block information off devices like that, thumb drives, small handheld devices.
And so to play this out, let's say I get arrested and they take my computer from my home, and then my defense attorney says, you folks planted that on that hard drive. And then if you have the correct chain of evidence here, you can say, no, we used a device that was a write block, so it blocked anything from being written to the hard drive after we picked it up.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Our AlterDoc 4 is a perfect example of how that can be done. So in that scenario, law enforcement comes in, they take your computer. At that point, they basically download that technology, write block it to another device. That's admissible in court as evidence that has not been tampered with, not been touched, hasn't been altered, nothing's been removed, and nothing's been changed.
It's important. Many times we have hard drives that listeners are using here in agencies that are very secure and they have to be encrypted. And you have another whole product group that talks about encryption using hardware-based encryption. Tell us a little bit more about your hardware-based encryption products.
Sure. Well, the roots of CRU are really in data security. Hard drives were removed to secure them. That was the main application. Over time, many of our customers asked for advanced encryption. They asked for ways to add another level of security to their storage, to transporting storage, to data at rest and backup. Our answer to that was providing hardware encryption. The current encryption technology is based on AES, which is standard FIPS right now for government agencies. And rather than having software which can be hacked or actually encrypts files, our encryption technology encrypts a whole hard drive from the FAT table back. So basically, without our encryption key, the data is not recognized. The hard drive isn't recognized by the OS.
So the issue here is that with software encryption, there's always a chance of some information sitting in the cache somewhere and someone being able to harvest that. And if you compare that to hardware encryption, that eliminates that middleman or that little cache data. Is that right?
That's right. And that's probably one of the biggest concerns of our customers. And most of the customers that go with hardware-based encryption do it for that exact reason. One of the other requirements or inquiries that came from our customer base was the ability to program their own keys. So essentially, when our encryption products chip out, we send three keys, one to have on-site, one to store off-site, and one as an extra key. A lot of agencies, and especially security-conscious agencies, wanted the ability to program their own keys.
Uh-huh.
And historically, hardware programmers like that were very expensive. It just wasn't cost-efficient or cost-effective for them to do that. We recently developed what we call our AES handheld programmer. It allows users to program their own keys, copy their own keys, and basically manage their own keys. So there are agencies that are using these within work groups to designate different classification levels, to basically compartmentalize information, and it's actually working out very well for them.
Because they kind of grow their own, can't they?
And
they
yeah,
can, they don't have to worry
correct.
About even you knowing anything. They can design exactly what kind of key they use.
That's right.
Good. You are listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today, we are speaking with Dan Beauvais, Vice President of Sales and Marketing at CRU-Dataport. We talked about removable hard drives, encryption, hardware encryption. We talked about data forensics. We've touched on all kinds of different topics today. You get more information at their website, C as in Charlie, CRU-D as in David, dataport.com. I got to ask you a question about your relationship with HP and Dell. So they're your resellers or you use their products, or how exactly do you work with those two big companies?
Well, it's actually a unique relationship. Both HP and Dell, along with a lot of other larger OEMs, have standardized on CRU products for their removable enclosures, both Dataport and Data Express being used in desktops, workstations, and even in some cases, servers. In the case of both HP and Dell, we're the sole supplier of removable storage. Based on the customers that they're selling their systems into, typically government customers with demanding needs for data security, high quality, high reliability storage, they've standardized on our products. So we're fortunate in that way. One of the things that's important for CRU is to maintain close relationships with our OEM partners, whether they're a smaller system builder or whether they're a large brand name OEM like Dell or HP. We need to stay in constant contact with them as they continue to change PCs, as PCs evolve, as they get smaller, as new designs come out, we need to be aware of that. An interesting case in point is Dell's Optiplex small form factor device. This is a system that's being adopted by a lot of government agencies. Many of these agencies require removable storage. Dell wasn't aware, or at least most of their customers weren't aware, that a standard removable wouldn't fit in what they call their flex bay. It's a very small bay in the system. Based on requirements and requests from customers, CRU designed a removable storage solution just for that Optiplex. So it allows agencies that need to have removable storage and want to buy that small form factor system to do that. So we solved a huge problem for Dell and for their customers.
And I think what's interesting, if you talk to engineers from CRU Dataport, you find out that they just don't slap some hard drive in a piece of metal. They consider temperature considerations, heat. You have a variable fan that can control the cooling of the machine, so make sure it doesn't have any problems in the future. So there's a whole lot more to it than just designing something small form factor. You have to worry about heat and durability and many other things, don't you?
That's absolutely true. If we didn't, our products would probably be sold to Micro Center.
Well, the guys at Micro Center could be calling me up now going, hey, you're beating us up. I said, I'm not beating you up. You know, many listeners may be getting their removable hard drives from Dell or from GTSI or from CDWG, and actually they're using your product, but they're not thinking about it at all, are they?
In a lot of cases, that's true. They may not even know it's a CRU product. They're buying a system that has our removable enclosure in it, or in that some cases, external enclosures. Most of our products are branded, but in some cases, they're not. The one thing that end users consistently find is that when it comes to support, they call us, and we have a support team in place, both in our Wichita office and our Vancouver, Washington office, that are first rate.
So from a regular commercial perspective, for someone who is working for a company, looking at secure storage and managing risk. But risk management is part and parcel of every CIO's task in any federal agency out there. They have to worry about external storage and securely having a hard drive that's going to work. I mean, when it absolutely positively has to work, you have to consider what the best sources for that are.
That's right. And in the bigger scheme of things, it's a small investment to buy a product that you know is going to work, to add encryption so you can secure your backup, and to buy scalable solutions that as your organization grows, you can add data or space.
Well, in the last 2 minutes, we're going to talk about some fun stuff here because my listeners may not want to get serious. I'm going to talk about fun. A lot of movies being sent to theaters now on hard drives. I never thought that the movie that my kids saw with the blue people, Avatar, it wasn't shipped in a can to the theater. It was shipped in an external hard drive, wasn't it?
That's exactly right.
And it's one of your products.
It's one of our products. A lot of people don't know that. The film industry, the cinema industry has standardized on our DataExpress DX115 to distribute films, digital films throughout the United States and actually in global markets as well. It's a very interesting, exciting market for CRU. It's outside of our traditional federal business, but it's also a growing market, and as it continues to grow, we plan on continuing to be there and support those customers.
It's kind of interesting to take something as common as an external hard drive container and say, well, no, take a look from a lawyer's perspective. You know, take a look at it from a CAO's perspective. Take a look at it from the perspective of someone watching a movie. I mean, it's touching on so many different areas of our lives.
Right.
Kind of interesting. So where is your company going to be heading in the next 5 years?
We're going to continue to support our core customer base, which is government, data security conscious agencies and organizations. We're an engineering driven company. We'll continue to release more products based on feedback from our customers and from our reseller partners. At the core of CRU, one of the things that's most important to us is to meet our customers' needs. We get some of the best feedback as far as requirements, as far as new ideas for products, as far as the future of storage and IT. And so we'll continue to foster that kind of communication with our channels and our end user customers, and we plan to continue to come out with products to meet their needs.
In fact, I heard of just this morning, a new application where people are using external hard drives as virtual machines and plugging them into devices when they travel. So that's just a whole new world that no one ever thought of before.
Yeah, it's happening quite often, actually. External hard drives are being used as the boot system, basically. There are a lot of agencies and there are a lot of customers that are basically using encrypted external hard drives, too, to secure sensitive data while it's in transit.
Yeah, that's important for many of my listeners. We're going to have to end our discussion here on removable hard drives and encryption, security, and removable storage in general. You have been listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'd like to thank my guest, Dan Bobe, who is Vice President of Sales and Marketing at CRU Dataport. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you, John.
You've been listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy of Solutions Developers Corporation, providing consulting, application development, and business productivity solutions on the Microsoft platform. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Federal Tech Talk, Tuesday mornings at 11, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, WFED, your source for federal news now.
Morning stretches, biking to work, quick walks at lunch, shopping at the farmer's market, getting all your antioxidants, flavonoids, and omega-3s while staying properly hydrated. Oh, and don't forget 8 hours of good sleep. Trying to live a healthy lifestyle doesn't leave a lot of time for managing your health care. That's why Kaiser Permanente offers members My Health Manager, an online tool you can use to proactively manage health care for you and your family members, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Have a question for your doctor? Email your doctor's office and get a response. Make, cancel, or reschedule routine appointments. Get test results, check recent immunization records, view most of your medical history, and order prescription refills. All in a secure environment, all at your convenience, all so you have more time to thrive. To learn more about My Health Manager, visit kp.org. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated, 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
Welcome to Ask the Chief Information Officer, brought to you by Viacom Corporation on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.